the final whistle here in Markovic Park in Sligo. Gerry Fahy clinches his two fists down beside us. He came here with a purpose today. I spoke to him before the game. He said they were well prepared. They weren't going to be waiting on results next weekend, is what he exact words were to me. Final scoreline, Galway 3-10, Donegal 1-11. Gerard, just a quick word before we hand back to the studio. A great win for Galway. Some people mightn't have expected it against Donegal today, particularly at half time, with Donegal leading by 1-6-4 points. But in the end, 3 goals in 3 minutes, that made the difference.
Like Galway weren't doing too bad in the first half, Donegal were definitely up, you know, they were playing definitely better than Galway. So 5 points down actually wasn't a bad deficit to be going in at half time. You know, it was a game you could still win, you know, which was great. And they came out all guns blazing, a few position changes, some subs in there, and just they put the head down, they put in the work, and a win by 5 points there now, which it puts Galway in a great position because they'll avoid Dublin, you could say, now in the quarter final, and they'll either play. They'll play the second team out of Group 1, which could be either Mayo, Monaghan or Armagh. So depending on how, there's four teams in that group, so depending on that. But it would be maybe a lesser draw for Galway, let them settle and get injuries back and another game, lesser game under their belt for the younger players. So as opposed to playing Dublin in a quarter final, yeah. So great result.
Maria, final word. Donegal probably came here today expecting to win. I'm sure Galway expected to win as well, but you know, leading at half time, as I said, to Jura by 5 points. But you know, in ladies football, it's hard to come back from 3 goals conceded in as many minutes.
It is psychologically, you're right there. And you know, the first goal from Nicola Ward from Galway, unbelievable. You know, great goal. The other two was unforced errors from our own. Donegal will be looking at that goal that was gifted them. But 3 goals psychologically to lift and try to come back into it, which they did. But Galway, as Jerry rightly said, their switches, moving Louise Ward into the middle of the field and the running game at it, worked very well. Hard egg to Donegal out there, but they still, this is what's great about, I suppose, this championship, ladies. They still have Kerry next week. They've got to pick themselves up and they've got to start looking at this week now, learning from today what went wrong and make sure that they don't do the same mistakes against Kerry next week.
Great stuff, and that's the way it's finished here in Markovic Park in Sligo. The honours go to Galway in today's championship encounter. They defeated Donegal by 3-10 to 1-11.